Pollinators, tiny, buzzing superheroes disguised as bees, butterflies and other critters keep the planet alive by maintaining biodiversity and supporting ecosystem health. Despite their Herculean efforts, they must now navigate obstacle courses of habitat loss, toxic pollution, fragmented landscapes and increasing climate change impacts. Luckily, the Butterflyway project offers a glimmer of hope. Volunteer Butterflyway rangers, armed with wildflowers and good intentions, are creating highways of habitat for pollinators, one garden at a time. These corridors of native plant patches are carefully designed for hardworking pollinators to zip between. As Butterflyway architects, rangers transform their neighborhoods into pollinator paradises by creating 12 or more gardens close to each other. Why the emphasis on proximity? Because pollinators aren't long-haul travelers. Take the common eastern bumblebee, Bombus impatiens. Although it can technically fly more than 2 kilometers, it usually sticks to a 300 to 500 meter foraging range. Even the most determined bee isn't wasting precious energy on a distant trek for nectar. Pollinator gardens make up a chain of local diners where pollinators can grab a quick bite without burning all their fuel. Research shows that even small habitat patches can play an outsized role in supporting pollinators and biodiversity, acting as stepping stones, providing vital food and shelter for pollinators with limited foraging ranges. Connecting even modest-sized gardens can go a long way to helping protect pollinator populations and ecosystems. But the secret ingredient isn't just any greenery, it's native plants. These offer everything pollinators need: nectar, pollen, and habitats that match their life cycles. Native plants also bloom at the perfect time for pollinators, making them essential allies in the effort to protect biodiversity. Native plants aren't just good for bees. They're tough, low-maintenance, and eco-friendly. They don't need chemical fertilizers or constant watering, making them the ultimate hassle-free option for planet-saving gardeners. Wild bergamot, Monarda fistulosa, is a great example. Also known as bee balm, it thrives in a range of climates, from the prairies to the maritimes. Its resilience and adaptability make it a favorite among pollinators and gardeners. Even versatile plants such as wild bergamot have limits, though. Some won't thrive in alpine or arctic conditions. That's why understanding your ecozone is key. Canada has 15 distinct ecozones, each with unique soil, climate, and vegetation. Choosing the right native plants for your ecoregion ensures your garden will support local pollinators and maintain natural ecosystem balance. Tools like the Pollinator Partnerships, Find Your Roots, make it easy to discover which species will thrive where you live. When pollinators move between gardens, they transfer pollen, mixing the genetic ingredients plants need to grow stronger and more resilient. Think of them as a mobile dating app. Isn't there one called Bumble? For flowers, pollinators help plants meet, ensuring future generations are healthier and better equipped to handle challenges like diseases and environmental changes. This strengthens entire ecosystems, supports thriving pollinators, and keeps nature's cycles running smoothly. The idea of planting a dozen habitat gardens might seem daunting, but rangers aren't expected to single-handedly conquer biodiversity loss. The Butterflyway project is all about teamwork. In some communities, there may only be one ranger to start, but as more residents sign up, they connect with each other and collaborate to create a Butterflyway. For example, in Hamilton, Ontario, Butterflyway rangers have worked with local groups, agencies, businesses and schools to create more than 25 habitat gardens on public and private properties. They've hosted plant sales, organized community events and started an Instagram account to document their journey and inspire others. They've shown that protecting nature can be fun, social and beautiful. If you've ever wanted to get your hands dirty and help make magic happen in your community, now's your chance. Applications to join the Butterflyway project are open from February 5th to 19. No gardening experience? No problem. The project provides training, support, and a community of like-minded heroes ready to transform neighborhoods into vibrant pollinator havens. Join the Butterflyway project. You'll fight biodiversity loss, strengthen ecosystems, and connect with passionate people, all while earning the brag-worthy Butterflyway Ranger title. Grab your gloves and let's make Canada bloom again, create vibrant habitats that support pollinators, protect biodiversity and show why nature, which gives us everything, is worth fighting for. David Suzuki is a scientist, broadcaster, author and co-founder of the David Suzuki Foundation. Written with David Suzuki Foundation communication specialist Kate Kortsidis. Learn more at davidsuzuki.org.